This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, May 19th. God's word to you today is such love. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verses 38 to 39 from the Voice Translation, and it says, "For I have every confidence that nothing, not death, life, heavenly messengers, dark spirits, the present, the future, spiritual powers, height, depth, nor any created thing can come between us and the love of God, revealed in the anointed Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 3, verses 18 to 19 says, "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully." You can almost feel Paul's pulse from his prayers. Paul is showing us that these experiences are for everyone in Christ Jesus. There are some experiences in God that are simply unexplainable. Why should I be the only one seeing all these things? Why should I be the only one understanding and experiencing all these things? Do not just stand there and think me crazy. Experience it yourself. That is what Paul is saying. You can feel what you do not understand. This is why, when it comes to spiritual experiences in God, most women are deeper than most men. A lot of men are shallow, because men typically reduce everything to understanding. But if you meet a man that is in touch with his feelings, his depth is usually unbelievable. Most women are in touch with their feelings, and this opens them to depths in God. I'm not throwing punches at men. I'm merely stating the truth. It is because there are some things that you can just feel in God and in life, and you can feel them way before you can even explain them. I pray you understand what I'm saying. I want you to open your heart to experiences in God. I want you to be open to feeling even when you do not understand. You can feel what you do not understand. God wants us to both understand as much as we can and to experience the magnitude of his love for us. God wants us to experience this depth he is talking about. I pray for you today that according to God's will for you, you will have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love is. I pray that beyond just understanding, that you will experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. In Jesus' mighty name. Ephesians 3, verses 20 to 21 says, "Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I want to encourage you to study these verses in your personal and collaborative Bible studies. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. "Now unto the King eternal, unto the King immortal, unto the King invisible, the only wise God. The only wise God. Oh, unto the King be glory and honor, unto the King forever. Unto the King be glory and honor forever. And Amen. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.